Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing on this hump day? It's Wednesday, y'all, the middle of the work week for some of you, and for some of you, well, it's just another day. But anyway, it's hump day, so hope everybody's having a great one. It's a beautiful day here in Central Texas. I'm telling you, sun is out. It's not too hot, and it's not too cold. Oh, my. Look out now. Anyway, oh, man, I tell you, welcome to the show, y'all. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk. Hold yo. Listen to me. I'm talking too fast. Okay, let me try this again. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk, and I have my co-host, Miss Ngonye on the line. And how you doing, my great co-host? How are you today?
Greetings, Mr. Talk. I'm doing good today. It's a beautiful day here in Tampa, too.
All right, then I'm talking about Tampa. That's a place they call in Florida, y'all. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. Hey, I want us to give a shout out to Lena J and Vicky Griffiths up in the chat room already. Y'all ready for a good show? I know y'all are. The topic today, Miss Ngonye, we got a good one too. Masturbation, good or bad?
Yeah.
I don't know. After yesterday, I don't know where this one going to go, but it should be very interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah. Is the chat room open, Mr. Talk?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We got Benny, Bible Truth by Benny, Lena J, and Vicky Griffith in there. I don't know. We got Vicky in there. I don't know why I know who Vicky is. And then we got Guest 1646. That's probably you. But, yes, we are there and ready to do the thing. They're ready. I'm telling you.
All right, I'm going to refresh and see if I can't get it to open up.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. Ma'am. Oh, boy, I tell you. So what's going on, y'all? It's hump day. I'm telling you, this sinus headache is trying to get the best of me, but I'm going to beat it down. I am. But it's okay. We still going to have us a great show. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I got. Okay, there it is. There it is. I'm there now. All right. Anyway, So once again, just a thought, Benny. Just a thought. Benny asked me, my goodness, what brought on this topic? The way I think sometimes, Benny, just the way I think. Some things we need to talk about as adults, and we never talk about it because everybody get all quiet and submissive. So we're going to talk about masturbation today, and I'm sure we're going to have some great, great conversation. Hopefully, you know, y'all got carried away yesterday, so I'm sure what y'all going to I can imagine just what y'all going to do today. Anyway. So, if y'all want to join the conversation, man, just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericglesstalk@gmail.com, or join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And, Ms. Ngonye, you have an email that they can contact you with also?
Yes, I do. It's ngonea@yahoo.com.
All right. Y'all got that. I know. She said Yahoo, boys. I'm telling you. Y'all don't forget about Yahoo. Yahoo. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I had to get that in there.
I would like to say greetings to everybody in the house also.
Yeah. That's right. We got Antoinette just showed up. We got Knowledge just showing up. Yeah, we ready. Oh, man, I'm telling you, we got the crew in, so I'm sure we are ready.
We're ready to roll.
Oh, yeah, we are ready to roll. You know what? We're so ready to roll today, I'm not even going to say the house rules. Everybody should know the house rules now. So if you violate them, just be prepared for the buckshot and the electrodes. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not even going to tell you how to act anymore. You should know. This is an adult show. We sell adult things, and we act that you – we request you act as an adult. As a man, I'm telling you, my
it's okay.
What's wrong?
You're fine.
I know. I'm just talking too fast or something. I don't know. Kim Success, welcome to the show, darling. But anyway, look, y'all, when you call the show, act like you got some sense. I'm just going to break it down old-fashioned way. Just act like you got some sense, all right? Don't be insulting nobody, and you won't get insulted back. That's all to it. All right? That can't get any simpler than that. What you think, Ms. Ngoye?
I think that should do it. You have a regular group. They know what your rules are, and we all break them anyway. And then we get to hear that shotgun and that taser.
Well, don't forget the warning. Let me. Okay, yeah, that's the warning.
Okay.
Oh, well, you know it because, look, they know it so well now. They hear that, everybody get quiet because they're trying to wonder who's about to get it.
I'm telling you. Yes. Do you ever shoot your co-host, too?
No, never shoot my co-host. No.
Oh.
What? No. No, shoot. That's like shooting myself. You know, sometimes it's been so bad, I've muted myself. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord. So. Yeah, so, no, I never shoot the co-host. The host and the co-host are safe.
All right.
Yeah, so we're good. We have our vest on, so we're good.
I'll behave.
Huh?
I said I'll behave.
Oh. You sound like all facts now. All right, I'll behave. I'll be quiet now. Let me start. We're going to talk that man up. Anyway, so, Ms. Ngoye, what kind of beautiful quote you got for us today? Because I know you got a quote for us.
And I want you to know that it took a lot of time. There's so many good ones, it's really hard to pick.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it takes people think you just pick them out the blue. No, you'd be like, yeah, that's a good one, but you read something and you'd be like, ooh, that's a better one.
And then you keep going and going. So what I have today is, if you're trying to achieve, there will be roadblocks. I've had them. Everybody has had them. But obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it, go through it, or work around it. That's Michael Jordan.
All right. Michael Jordan, out of all people. All right. That makes sense, though. And you know what? Here's the thing. A lot of people do hit that wall, and, you know, they see that wall or hit that wall, and they be like, oh, man, that's it for me. And he has a point. You know, if you can't find it, look, if you can't climb over it, find a way around it. There's always opening somewhere. You just got to be patient and look. Yeah.
And you know what? That kind of goes along with your quote yesterday from Brian Tracy. Basically, he was saying the same thing, just in different words.
Different words. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That's what I'm talking about right there. Just so easy and simple. And, you know, somebody that need those words of encouragement. That's why I started the quote of the day. Because you never
That's a nice feature. Gives you something to ponder, something to think about, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, get the mind working a little bit, like masturbation. Oh, well, yeah, okay. Okay, I just had to get that in there, you know.
Well, I was doing a little reading on it, actually, but I think we're premature. You haven't played your song yet, have you?
No, I haven't played the song yet.
Okay,
look, I know Knopf is going to love this one here. He's going to love this song because I know he's going to be like, oh, man, I ain't heard that in a while. A lot of people, I don't know how many of y'all don't remember this song, but it is a good one. I could but pick it as the song of the day. So we're going to do Miss Ngoye. We're going to go ahead and get it started. We're going to roll it out with the drum roll. And here it is, y'all, the song of the day. All right, y'all, that was Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax, don't do it. Don't talk about it. Uh-huh. I tripped some of y'all up there. Now. See, Mr. Talk has a wide variety of musical tastes. Uh-huh. I got y'all.
I speak, Mr. Talk.
Oh, right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if, for those that didn't know what that song was about, just think about the topic today, and you got it right there. All right, anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all nasty.
Never would have made the connect.
Well, it's not my fault. They decide. Anyway. Miss Ngoye, you know, before we get to talking about masturbation, and yes, I'm saying it nice and loud, masturbation. So anybody listening, you got something you want to talk about relating to masturbation, just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Me and Miss Ngoye and everybody else, man, I'm telling you, we waiting on the opinions. We love the opinions, so get on the lines and come on. You know what I mean? Yeah. But before we get started, it's one story I want to talk about real fast, and I'm just going to, and we talked about this last week on one of the shows last week, which was bullying. Now, and I said, you know, bullying just has gotten out of control. The use of bullying has gotten out of control, and here's a prime example of what I was talking about. There's a team of a high school team in Texas that beat another one 91-0. Okay. Now, one of the parents of the losing team has decided to file a bullying report against the winning team's coach, saying that the team was bullied because they lost 91-0. I mean, really? Are we really that sensitive now? I mean, it's football. This team that they lost to was number one in the state. They won by an average of 77 points. The five games they done played. So what did you expect? You know, your team can't play. Your team can't play. And to make it even worse, they had a running clock in the second half, right? They had a running clock in the second half. And they didn't do nothing but run the ball the whole second half. And one kid scored four touchdowns on four rushes. I mean, how can you – the coach was trying to find ways for them not to score. But how can you tell high school students don't score? You know what I mean? But here's my thing. Where does bullying come in at that? That's just something that happens in sports. You know, quit being sore losers. That has nothing to do with bullying, and that goes to my point I was trying to say last week. You know, the use of bullying is just out of control, you know, and it's just crazy. Okay, I'm through now. Miss Ngoye, your comments on this, please.
Mr. Talk, I don't want to get off too far into this, and then we lose sight of the topic we have today. But I just want to say that I think we have to take in consideration that there's a big effort being made to reshape the values and ideals of this society. And so when we hear these kind of ridiculous things going on, I think we have to look at them in the context of that bigger picture, because that's what's going on. I mean, they're trying to turn everything upside down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Well,
yeah.
Leave it out the sports world, though. Leave it out the sports world. Good Lord. I mean, you really can't do anything.
No, Mr. Talk, they intend there won't be any sports if they have their way. There won't be any music. Nobody will be allowed to worship the Creator. None of that will be allowed if they have their way. That's what's going on. Oh, yeah. That's what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. We got to start a movement. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a very interesting story as far as you know, that was concerned. But that is a good point. That is a good point. And we can't allow that to happen, though. You know, we really can't. Yeah.
But haven't you heard?
You know, when I first.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you good? Go ahead. I was listening to you.
I was going to ask you a question. Haven't you seen in the last year or so more ridiculous things to add to the story you're sharing with us about this, the complaint of bullying? I know you're just specifically talking about the idea of bullying, and we talked about cyberbullying, but think about so many other crazy things that are going on. in the schools and, you know, in the society in general that just don't make sense. Haven't you seen those things?
Yes, I have. Yes,
I have. Yeah, so, you know, that's all. I let it go at that.
It's just crazy, you know, and I'm like, okay. But you're right. Now that I think about it, what you just said, you are absolutely right, though. You know,
yeah.
And his parents like that they are leading the movement toward, you know, I think it's ruining society myself, but, you know,
yeah.
I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep fighting.
It's planned crazy, Mr. Tall. It's planned crazy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anyway. Okay, so I just had to put that out there. We, like you said, we're not going to get into that today. We're going to get on masturbation. I know some of y'all out there probably masturbated earlier today, but anyway. I couldn't resist that one either. Okay, I think it's the meds kicking in now. But anyway, so, Ms. Ngoyi, you say you was reading up on masturbation, and what did your reading find out?
A couple of websites out here that had people asking questions about it, whether it was good or whether it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the feedback was that, you know, it's masturbation and sex is kind of the same thing, and that it can be a sexual activity, you know, a part of a healthy life, like eating, sleeping, and exercise. However, it can be, like anything else,
mm-hmm.
Abused. And cause health issues. Some people even say that if you're excessive at masturbation, it can cause acne breakouts. Have you ever heard that, Mr. Talk?
Oh. No, I haven't heard of that one. Not acne
mm-hmm.
breakouts. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. And I don't know what they're doing, not washing their hands afterwards or something?
I don't think. That
is
an internal thing that causes that, you know. And you know, I'm not
or
anything, so I can't really get into it. I heard a naturopath doctor talk about that, and it also commented on that in this article I was reading, is masturbation good for your health? So...
Mm.
I don't know, you know, I can't prove it, just to, you know, what some people seem to say that it could cause. But also, another thing that I read was there was a man who said he started masturbating very early, around 16, and he did it once a day, and then after he got in his mid-20s, he got married, and now he's finding difficulties in his sexual relations with his wife, because he spent so many years being accustomed to pleasuring himself. Now he has issues.
Ooh, now I can see where that mm-hmm. would be. I can see where that would become an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but then again, why not help invite his wife to masturbate with him? And then that way they can pleasure each other.
Well, I don't know. But I just wanted to say that I guess it could have an issue with sexual dysfunction. Over time, probably
everyone,
you know, that's
right.
Probably individual response. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I, you know, basically since it's sexual pleasure, I guess it gets the same benefit as sexual intercourse.
Yeah, that is true.
Like anything else, you can overeat, you can overdrink, you can overexercise, you can over everything. So all things in balance, you know.
But then you know what? That is good. But the question is, what is over masturbation? I mean, is it 8-10 times a day? You
it
know,
probably
is,
would
is
be
it 8-10 times.
There's probably you know, it's like we're each unique. We each have unique fingerprints and unique, you know, experiences. So probably there's no hardcore fast rule. I imagine it probably depends on the person, I guess. Wouldn't you think so, Mr. Tom?
Hmm.
I mean, there may be some health advice, you know, that they give out, but I don't see how they can determine that. How many times is too much? Do you?
No, unless they do a study. I'm sure there's some people that would volunteer for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never realized there was too many. You could do it too much, though. I mean, I really didn't know that. That's interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. You know, but men, I think men and women look at masturbation in a whole different light also. You know, men, I think we're introduced to it at a younger age than women are. Well, mm-hmm. back in the day anyway. I don't know about today. You know, I don't know. It may be about equal in today's society. And I know, but back in the day, you know, you very rarely would you ever hear a woman or a young lady mention anything about, you know, pleasuring themselves. But, you know, you know, I heard some stories with the little boys and the men talking about, you know, how they do it. I'm like, okay. Okay. But that's an interesting concept, though. Ladies and gentlemen, what are y'all thoughts on masturbation? Y'all, come on, help me and Miss Gunny get a better understanding of this thing. What are y'all thoughts on masturbation? Now, masturbation is considered sex. You're just having sex with yourself. But you know what, Miss Ngoni, and I just thought about this. You know, masturbation may be actually one of the safest ways to have sex. You know, because you're pleasuring yourself.
Yeah, you
now,
don't have to worry about
that's
going.
Aware. That, well, that's true. That's mm-hmm. true. Now, unless, you know, you done pleasured somebody else and, you know, they you some kind of way you done got something, however you did it. But
that's not masturbation, is it? If you're doing that to somebody else, is that considered masturbation?
Well, yeah.
Well, really?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, well. Yeah, if y'all say the man and the woman laying there in the bed together, you know,
but that's not masturbation.
Well, yeah, I guess that's not. Yeah, you're right.
Going
yeah,
to
you're right.
Somebody else, you're pleasuring them with your
yeah.
hands, not masturbating them. You only
right.
masturbate yourself, right?
Right.
We don't have to
right,
get a dictionary,
right.
do we?
You're right.
Okay.
You know, no, we don't have to get to a dictionary, no. Because it says masturbation is, that's what means to stimulate yourself in a sexual
yourself.
Way. See, I already looked at that. Yeah, so it's all about self. Let's see, in the chat room, Vicky says, safest sex ever and don't have to shave your legs.
Ah, that's a good one, Vicky.
And Nolly says, and you don't have to have anyone's mouth when you're done.
You don't have to hear.
Anyone's mouth. Right.
Talk back.
Or you don't have to have anyone else's mouth either. But okay. Anyway. Oh,
now,
Lord,
I have a question.
Mercy. That is so funny. Yes, ma'am.
Do you think, Mr. Talk, that can interfere with someone's desire to do the real thing with somebody else if they do it a lot?
Now,
you know, can it make you just not want to go through what you have to interrelate with, you know, the other sex and to develop, you know, relations to the point that you would have sexual intimacy with another person when you're doing masturbation all the time? Do you think that can affect our willingness to try to understand each other as men and women? You think that can interfere?
I think so. Because
you think
you
can
know, that individual becomes, I think he can. I think he can. Because that individual becomes so used to pleasuring themselves, you know, they begin to feel that no one else can do it like them. So they don't seek, you know, companionship or sex with anyone else because, they used to doing it to themselves. And
mm-hmm.
that's my opinion. But
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And not only just seek the pleasure from someone else because they're pleasuring themselves, but maybe don't want to go through the hassle of dealing with somebody else in social relations.
Well, yeah.
It's work, isn't it? It's work.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's work.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
But you know what? Let's be honest now. You know, they done made masturbation a lot. I'm not going to say a lot easier. Women have more toys to play with than men do when it comes to masturbation. You know, we may, you know, and like I said, you know, you got your bobs, which are your battery-operated buddies. Y'all know what I'm talking about, them vibrators. You know, I mean, they even got the what they call them, the bullets or whatever, the bullets and the rabbits and, you know, the little tiny things that go in both offices and, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And yeah, they got all that kind of stuff.
You've been investigating this stuff real heavy.
You have to know what you're working with. You have to know what you're working with. You know,
right.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I have no problem with a woman masturbating in front of me. I'm not going to even lie like that. I have no issue with that. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I will sit there and watch and enjoy and learn. And, I mean, because, like I say, you will learn some things if you're not, if you're paying enough attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Say Kim Success says, even though there are bobs, you still need a warm body to cuddle up with. You know what, Kim? Actually, I read a couple articles myself, and it actually said, you know, women a lot of times use bobs, battery-operated buddies, Benny, or better yet, vibrators, you know, to help them sleep. You know, so, you know, a lot of women aren't doing it to just, you know, find have somebody to cuddle with. They just doing it to please themselves and go to sleep. A lot of women use it to ease menstrual cramps, which I don't know how you doing that, you know. But anyway, I'm just saying what the little articles were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting though, you know, and it's just something that's it's natural actually. I think it's pretty natural. I do. I think it's pretty natural. You know, I don't know why it's such a big taboo on it. You know, maybe it's just, you know, people are just scared to talk about certain things, I guess you more or less say. But I think I don't see anything wrong with masturbation. I really don't. I'm going to tell you the truth about it. I don't see anything wrong with it. It's natural. You know, it's learning your body. It's learning how to please yourself. And, you know, that goes back to kind of what we were talking about yesterday. You know, you can't suggest or require someone else to please you if you don't know how to please yourself. You know what I mean?
That's my opinion,
but that's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. And it's maybe that people are, you know, more comfortable, a little bit more comfortable today to talk about these types of topics.
Right,
whereas
right.
Well, around, but just didn't talk about it in public.
That is so true. That is so true. Refine the Design, welcome to the show, darling. Glad you could make it. All right, Miss Ngoni, we got somebody with their hand up, so let's see what they got going on today.
Wonderful.
Oh, I'm scared to even answer the call. All right, 718, welcome to the show. Who do we have here?
Hey, how's it going? It's the young
718?
Brother. Yes, hello.
Greetings.
Okay,
greetings.
What's up?
Yes, hello. How's it going? It's the young brother Super D Negro from New York City.
Welcome.
Yes, I haven't been on here in a long time, in about a week or so. How you Negroes doing?
Okay, we're doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Just got off of work. Just, you know, made it back in. Now to listen to my favorite Negroes on the radio. That's about it. Mr. Talking.
All right.
Wow. Mr. Talking his cheerleaders.
Oh, Lord. Wait a minute. Why do I got to be cheerleaders? Why can't be? I don't have cheerleaders, man. I have a wonderful co-host, and I have listeners that call in. But why do I got to be my cheerleaders?
And why do I have to be Negroes?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
I hope I didn't offend nobody.
No, I'm not offended, but I you notice I didn't respond to the term. I don't refer to myself as Negro. That's, you know,
Negro. Oh, that's what everybody else referred to you people as. So that's why I figured that, you know, it was just okay to say that.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, you people?
And who's everybody else?
I'm talking about everybody else. I mean, the white man, the Chinese man, the Indian man, everyone else.
Well, I think it's more important how you identify yourself as opposed to worrying about how others identify you.
Yeah. But anyway, masturbation is not good for a female, but it's good for a man. It's okay for a man to do it, but it's not okay for a woman to do it.
Is that a health advisory?
Huh?
Is that personal view?
It's my personal view. It comes from the sexual aspect of the whole thing, you know, the pleasing sexual it's okay for a man to do it because men like sex more. I think that men want sex more than women want sex. Men think about sex. All we do is think about sex. Now, women, on the other hand, they don't think about sex that much. So, you know, if she's pleasing herself, then you're never going to get the chance to please her because she, instead of waiting for you to get out the shower, she been on pleased herself and went to sleep. You know, so that's how I look at it.
Very
but
interesting.
A man could beat off, and then a half an hour later, he'd be ready to go again. You know? It's just healthy
yeah.
for the relationship.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, how you Negroes feel about it? No answer?
Are you thinking, Mr.
Okay.
Tall?
All right. Well, I'm loading up here for a moment. All right, look, check this out. Now, I have a question. Now, you came on here, you said men, women shouldn't do it, basically, and men, it's better for men to do it. But besides your little rant just then, that's not no logic. I mean, why wouldn't a woman do it? You know, I mean, and you honestly speaking, a woman probably can do it and do it more a lot longer than a guy can. Because you know, said, you know, we got to do it, wait 30 minutes. Well, I don't know about the waiting 30 minutes part. And then we have to restart. But a woman can go and keep going, you know, until she just get tired, you know. But I don't agree with the part women. It's bad for women to masturbate. I really don't think that is a very valid statement. I really don't.
Yeah.
Because I think women, if anything, women should masturbate, if nothing else, to know how to please, you know, to help their lover please them. You understand what I'm saying? You know, now the big term, well, I don't know how big it is now, but, you know, it was G-spot and orgasm and all those good things. But how can a woman tell a man how to help her get to that point if she doesn't know how to get there herself? So I think it is good for a woman to masturbate, just like it is for a man. I mean,
yeah,
heck, let's put it in perspective here. For a man, you know, only thing we need to do is get some baby oil, lotion, or whatever, you know, stroke, whoa, do what you got to do, and it's over with, you know. Now, that's what most people consider masturbation for a guy, all right. As for a woman, you know, she has her breasts, she has her whole body. Now, let's talk about her clitoris, you know, the inside of the vagina, you know, the outer. Man, don't get me started. But anyway, you know, so it's a whole lot more to explore. Even with a man, you know, everybody just think, you know, a lot of people think, well, man, if you're going to masturbate, man, all you do is just take it and whack it a couple of times and, you know, you spit it out and it's over with. No, it's not. You know, masturbation involves, you know, touching and feeling your own body. You're seeing where those nerves are. You know, finding out what is your erotic zones on your body. You know, and that goes for men and women. But if you say a woman is not supposed to do that, then you don't know how to please her either, because she doesn't know how to please herself.
So you saying that a man's supposed to be masturbating while touching his ass or some shit? What the hell type gay stuff are you talking about, Mr. Talk?
Oh, he didn't say that.
Well, you know what? All right, we got to go with that one. Got to go with that one now.
The first one down.
I don't know how he came up with that. I didn't say anything about the back door.
Well, you know what, Mr. Tall?
I didn't say. You know what? Since he's a part, I got to put my clothes on him too. I can't believe he even said some mess like that. Good Lord.
Well, you know what, Mr. Tall?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
There's a charge on the word. What do you think about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe there's a charge on the word.
A charge on the word.
Yeah, you know, some words trigger, you know, responses in people, you know what I'm saying? So maybe there's just a big charge on the word masturbation. Whereas if you said a woman needs to explore her body, maybe they wouldn't have that reaction. Not to say you should change what you're saying. I'm just contemplating what the brother was having such a problem with as far as the word and a woman associated with exploring her body. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So we should, okay, so we should become politically correct and say we must explore our bodies. Okay.
No. What I just said was,
that,
I'm
man.
Not.
It's all mess. No, I'm just messing.
Oh, okay.
I understand. I'm just messing now. I'm just messing with you. On this show, we're going to call it what it is, masturbation, playing with yourself, getting to know yourself. You know, that's what we're going to call it. And ain't nobody telling nobody, and I'm going to say ain't nobody talking about doing no backdoor action, okay? Now, let's go on to get that out of the way, all right? Lord have mercy. Yeah, I mean, we just need to get that out. We just need to get that out that way. All right, let's see. All right. Yes, young man, you're back on the air. Go ahead.
Oh,
I just want you to know that the shotgun is still loaded now. I just want you to let you know that.
No,
so go ahead.
I was just listening to this other coon up there, one of your cheerleaders. This is why I call him your cheerleaders. Oh, Mr. Talk, maybe he meant this is how
wait
you
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold, wait.
What are you, my
call?
Lawyer?
Yes, he did.
Did you just call somebody a coon?
Yes, he did.
All right, man. It's been nice talking to you today, but you got to go. All right. Now I'm seeing you. I ain't going to allow one word, and I'm not going to allow the other one. No. Damn. Oh, man.
Brother has a...
Yeah, brother has a lot going on.
You shot him and
but
tased
you know what? He won't have. Yeah. He won't have it on this show.
Okay. Seems like he has a self-loathing for himself
that.
And others.
Wow. I can't even believe he even gonna call somebody a coon. Really?
Well,
man, what year are you living in, man? I know. I'm just saying. Golly. Well, we know they're out there, right? But anyway.
Makes the world
anyway,
go round.
Let's get back to what we're... Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But Vicky has something I wanted to read out of the chat room. She said, men who have a problem with a woman doing that are frightened. They will never satisfy her and don't measure up because many women can't get it even with someone in the room. Okay.
Men who have a problem.
As in, wait a minute, Vicky, as in you saying if a man and a woman is there together, she can't get it even if the man is in the room? That what you're saying? Laying next to somebody, you still can't get it? All right. I got that. I think that's what she meant. I'm sure she'll clarify it here eventually. All right, y'all. The lines are open, man. I'm waiting on y'all. 3-4. We're waiting on y'all. 3. Yeah, okay. That was she talking about orgasm?
I think. I'm rereading it.
Okay, she says, yep. Okay.
Think get it. Uh-huh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she says, yep. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We got that. You know. Oh, and here's the thing. A lot of instances when, even with men in some cases, but I know in a lot of cases with women from, you know, my reading and research, a lot of women, even after while masturbating, they still don't reach a climax, you know. So, and I guess that goes back to a little bit what Michael was talking about yesterday. We were trying to get him to understand a lot of times it's not about that, you know what I mean? It's just
mm-hmm.
about, you know, just making yourself feel good and finding out what makes your body work or tick or how can I say, respond. What does your body respond to? You know, like I said, because there's a whole lot of different zones on your body, man, that can, oh, my goodness. If you know how to direct somebody to them or know how to find them, man, you can have the best sex and the best love or whatever you want to call forever, you know. But that starts with you finding out what works for you first.
That's right. Now, Bible Benny has a question. He says, but aren't some women harder to satisfy than others? Probably so.
Oh. Yeah, well, just like some men are harder to satisfy than others. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is true, Benny. That is true. Hold on, we got Wesley with his hand up, so let me bring Wesley in. All right, Wesley, I'm telling you, the shotgun is lubed up now, so. Hey.
First, I want to say greetings and I greet y'all in peace and blessings. But this masturbation thing, man, is like schizophrenia, because on one hand, in the Bible, say, especially a man don't throw the waste his seed doing that. But then in the real world, I'd rather for folks to waste their seed to do what they do to please their self than go out here and doing raping and acting a fool. You see what I'm saying? So I just wanted to throw that out there for all everybody that's got a brain.
Well, that's something to think about, Wes. How are you doing today, by the way?
Oh, I'm doing good. I can't complain. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, first I want to say good afternoon to my friend Lisa up there in Chicago, right? That's what she was called from yesterday, right?
I don't know, Mr. Talk.
No,
where
Lisa was in California.
She was at work.
Lisa,
she was calling from California.
Okay, I just want to say hello to everybody. I just wanted to put that out there, man. I just wanted to put that out there and see what Bible Benny got to say about that, man. And see anybody else got something to contribute to that frame of mind.
Yeah.
And, you can mute me, man. You can mute me. That's all I wanted to throw it out there.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
No, you go right ahead.
No, I was going to say, we're 45 minutes into the show, and I'm wondering how long it was going to get before somebody would bring that part of the scripture up. I knew it was coming one way or another. You know, you bring up two good points, Wesley. Now, yeah, the Bible says, you know, about wasting seed, and I really can't, you know, expound on that any more than what it says in the Bible. However, you know, you did bring up another good point, though. So some of these cats, you know, they got some bad things going on. So, you know, maybe it is good that they waste them in towels in their hands or wherever they do it at, instead of going out, like you say, going out there committing crimes and raping individuals. So, hey, depends on how you look at it. We're going to try to get that deep into it, but you did bring up a good point.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just getting ready to say that, you know, some people say that rape is not about sex, it's about power. Rapists aren't out to satisfy their sexual needs, it's about power and domination.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, because you look at it like I discussed it yesterday, man. Like I say, some women use their sex as a power over man, and...
That may be true, but I was speaking specifically about rape. The act of rape is about power and domination, not about sexual satisfaction.
Okay, if you say so. I can't disagree with you on that.
Well, it's just an opinion, I guess.
Well, I guess that is true, man, because if you got to force yourself on somebody, then... You're nothing, man. You can't force yourself on nobody, man. You're not God. That's the whole problem.
Yeah, people Michelle like force, is saying like in the chat room, rape is a violent act. See, it's a violent.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and she also said earlier, if you can't love yourself, you can't love others.
That's right.
True. So you can't even please yourself.
And you know, refining design brought up a good.
I'm done.
I often say refining design came up with a good point also. You know, many health professionals will tell you masturbation is a way of keeping yourself healthy, you know, as far as keeping your muscles strong, you know, both men and women. You know, some doctors will tell you that a man masturbating helps him last longer in the bedroom. You know, keeps abstinence. You know what I'm talking about? The limp dick away. I hated to say it like that.
you said it'll build up your stamina.
Anyway,
is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, pretty much. Yes. And keeps the blood flowing, so you'll be able to maintain a hard on. You understand? So, you know, it has its benefits. Now, as we were talking earlier, there are some instances where you can overdo it and just, you know, just mess up some things, because actually some instances you can masturbate so much, especially for a male, you can masturbate so much to where you won't be able to ejaculate, you know, which could cause a problem. Because one thing masturbation is really doing, it's a way for your body to, you know, when you ejaculate, it's actually a way for your body to clean out the pipes, you know, all that built up stuff that's in there. That's another reason why you ejaculate, you know. But unless you, you know, what did you say, Miss Ngoyi? Explore yourself and your body. You don't know that kind of stuff. So I don't know. But I'm stepping back for a moment and let my co-host run the show.
It's a way for a man to replenish himself. And plus, I think that's a good thing, that for a man even have sex with his woman, to let her use whatever toy and see how she likes to work it and see where her spot's at. And then you would know the next time she can throw that damn Bob in the garbage, she got the real Bob. You see what I'm saying?
That's an idea. Now, Bible Benny says, the Bible doesn't mention masturbation, but many preachers teach that it is a no-no. So the safest thing to do would be to abstain from it.
Well, I'd rather for somebody to do what they do with themselves than they go running around the street acting a damn fool. I mean, if your abstinence means you're going to go out in the street and act a fool, and like you say, try to get power over a woman or rape somebody, then by all means, go ahead in the corner somewhere and take care of yourself so you won't be walking around crazy like no damn maniac.
I hear you, Wesley. And Bible Benny also says, well, just in case God's view is as immoral. So you see, some people in dealing with sexual things or ideas or activities, you know, come from a biblical and moral perspective, which is why some people feel very uncomfortable about even talking about it, you know? What do you think, Mr. Talk? Well, I guess Mr. Talk's busy. What do you think about that, Wes?
Take care of yourself. He might be busy taking his kids.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I read a Chinese, I don't know how to, it was like a sex manual some years back, and it was supposed to be what the ancient physicians in China taught about sex and, you know, how a man and a woman should interact with each other. And there was a portion in the book about masturbation, and it said that a man over 50 should not ejaculate more than once a month, and that he should not ejaculate any sooner than 72 hours. In other words, if he had an ejaculation, he shouldn't ejaculate again until 72 hours, because there's something about, you know, his whatever has to build back up. But it said in the book that the reason why a man over 50 shouldn't ejaculate more than once a month is because that it said in the book that you're spending your life force, according to the book. So it taught in that Chinese sexual manual that men should learn how to have sex with their women without ejaculating after they get a... Now, I'm not saying that's true. I'm just telling you what I read.
Right. That's what you read.
Know.
But, damn.
It's in the Chinese way of approach.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like soon as I hit 50, damn, every fucking thing changed, man. Damn. I mean, this is crazy, man. But I see I'm over 50. Now you're going to do something else out there that I got to think about. Damn it, man.
Well, you know. And there, I was reading on this website, like I was telling Mr. Talk, I was doing a little reading up on the topic, and it said, one commenter said that he was ejaculating so much that he felt weak.
Another thing, especially black men got to realize how that affects our prostate, too. So you got to look into that, too, also.
Yeah, well, some people say that it is supposed to be beneficial to protecting your prostate. So I don't know. You know, I guess there's, you know, difference of opinions.
Well, I'm going to talk a little with my doctor, my physician, and see about this, because a lot of black men especially that we having prostate problems. I got a friend of mine that passed 2 weeks ago from prostate.
Yes, it's an epidemic. It's an epidemic.
So I think Mr. Talkaller should tie that into the, his show too, since we are, like the other caller say, we no grows or whatever you put it. We might as well get some health into this here about our prostate.
Right. That's a good point. Yep. Yes, indeed.
That's a very good point, actually.
Is that you, Mr. Talk?
A very good point. Yes, that's
is
me.
That you,
back.
Mr. Talk?
I'm back.
Wesley said you were
yes,
gone to take
that's
your
me.
Business.
That thing on...
Wesley said maybe you had gone to take your
That's why you got that co-host, man, in case you got a conversation break or something.
Oh, my God.
No, no,
I'll blame
man.
You, man.
No, man. No.
But, Mr. Talk, while you were gone, we brought mm-hmm. into the conversation about the health effects for a man over 50. There's some people say that it's good for your prostate, but then I read in a Chinese manual about sex that a man shouldn't ejaculate more than once a month after he's over 50 because it said that you're spending your life force.
Well, I'm in trouble then. Anyway.
I heard that, bro. That's what I say too, man.
Yeah,
that's what
I say too.
I'm sorry.
A lot of health. A lot of health individuals do say that, you know, it actually does help prevent cancer. So it may have a little bit to do with it. But, you know, and Wesley did bring up a good thing about the prostrate, you know, oh, Lord, my mouth is just, okay. Anyway, but, yeah, you know, it's good that we as black men especially go ahead and get that taken care of, especially colonoscopies, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, actually. I just had one done last year, and it's really not that bad, you know. But I was in and out before I knew it, and, you know, it's good to know. I mean, you know, just because, you know, it's always good to take care of your health. And masturbation is a part of, you know, it helps keep you healthy. I mean, how better to know if nothing is working right if you're not trying, you know, masturbating? I'm just going to put it out there like that. If you're masturbating, then, you know, you do have, you do find out whether everything is working right or not. You know, that's another, I would think, is another bit of it. Then if nothing is working or you may think something is not working correct, then, yes, go and see your health provider. And, you know, to get things taken care of. You know, there's nothing more demoralizing, especially to a male, to be ready to perform and it just doesn't work. Some of the things, a lot of it can be prevented if only you just go ahead and knock it out every once in a while yourself and find out what everything is working right. You know, and you know, that goes back to the color of your semen and everything else. I know it is getting a little bit too deep for some of y'all, but, you know, your semen, you know, it has different colorations, and that can give you an idea of what type of health your body is in.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm
now
just putting it out there.
New that I learned.
That is a true fact.
Hmm. But
yeah.
Now, Mr. Talk, you see, Bible Benny gave us his perspective from a biblical perspective, and then the Chinese manual was coming from an energetic or spiritual energy perspective, and we're also approaching mm-hmm. it from a physical, you know, perspective that, you know, it brings you good feelings and it also could have health benefits or it could have health consequences. So, see, when we're talking about, we got three different levels we can approach the conversation on, you know, not just from the physical.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Because the
you
energy.
Know, and I like to get...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just
no,
finishing
I was
up.
Say.
Go ahead, Mr.
Talk. I was going to say, I would like to get someone on the line so that, you know, they can expound on that a little bit. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're not, I mean, me and Ms. Ngoyi, we're not experts at this, you know. So we'll like, you know, get on the line and educate some of us on some of these things we're talking about.
Yesterday and the day before that, when you throw up some other topics, you got everybody got a PhD in this here, man. They got PhDs and how to make a woman have multiple orgasms, i.e., and all this here crap, and PhD in government and politics. But this here subject here, when a person get to talk about themselves, then all you hear is like crickets and stuff.
I know, right? And that's part of the problem right there, Wesley. But hold on, I got another caller want to come in also. Let me bring another caller in here. Area code 843, welcome to the show. Who do I have on the line?
My name is Ron. I call from South Carolina. How are you guys?
Greetings.
Oh, we're doing fine. Ron, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. Enjoying the show, too.
Good.
Well, thank you. What are your thoughts on masturbation?
Well, what most people don't understand, especially brothers today, is that you have to replace that. Once you commit the act of masturbation, you have to replace those fluids. That's not just, you know, some feel-good fluids you release. You have to replace that because it consists of zinc and a brain fluid. So you got to eat the right foods and not just this store-bought zinc like in a GNC. You need fruits and vegetables and ginger to replace that. So your body
and do you agree, brother, that if 72 hours is the correct time for a man to wait after he ejaculates?
Well, everybody is different, but I understand what's going on when you brought up the Chinese energetic perspective on masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that because you are stronger when you don't masturbate, and
mm-hmm.
other things like you dream more vividly when you have a full tank, so to say.
Uh-huh. And isn't it true that people in sports, like men in sports, that it's traditionally the coach doesn't want you to have sex before a big game or something like that, a week or so before or something in some kind of sports? Is that true?
Well, yeah, because I think one of them boxers, I think, what's his name? Yeah, from New Jersey. He used to go lock himself in a jail cell for like a week before he started boxing. So, I mean, he come out mean and crazy and didn't have no sex. And I'd rather not do that. I forget the boxer name that was doing that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, when Mike Tyson was champion, he was not ejaculating at all. At all.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean masturbation is a bad thing. It's not good or bad. It's, does it work for you or not?
But
I think that was Marvin Hagler done that, Marvin Hagler.
Mm. Well, obviously, if that's the case with people like Mike Tyson or others in sports, that means that there's a theory or an idea that they're conserving their strength or their energy, right?
Well, it's not a theory. It's a truth. Those the Chinese, they had it right, and that precedes the Bible because they got it from the ancient Egyptians.
Okay.
I mean, on an energetic level, yeah, it is very It is true. You don't want to do it too much to you feeling weak, like I heard that mentioned during the show. If you
mm-hmm.
feel weak, you overdoing it, and that's
mm-hmm.
not good for your health order.
Like anything else, you can overdo eating, you can overdo drinking,
yeah.
you can overdo anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good points.
Very good points.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good points. You know, and that's all this show is about, man. You know, let's educate each other so you can go out there and have that good stuff. As far as that good sex life, as far as, wait a minute, I got a message that says, I am curious if women get blue balls, want sex so bad that it hurts.
Oh, yeah, that hurts, man. Yeah,
well,
so when you get like that,
man, I can't speak for a woman, so.
I know, man, I know Mrs. Talk, you don't have blue balls too, man. When a woman, you know what they call a teaser, and she be playing with you, and she don't give you none, and your balls start aching, you better go ahead and try to drain that, man. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, better than that.
Well, I don't know about
this.
I don't know about this blue ball stuff as far as women are concerned, but I could see where you could, you know, get grouchy and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Okay.
Maybe,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, maybe women call it a different thing. You know, maybe they have a different terminology than from what we use, the men use. Yeah. But,
I had never heard that one.
I don't think we have a blue ball problem. Okay. Yeah. You know, but that's a good point, though. Yeah, I understand. You know, and you know what? Yes. It's a funny thing. I used to think, you know, that your balls actually turn blue, but now it's just a build-up, man. Yeah, it's just a build-up, and you just get the aching, you know, get that aching and that throbbing, and, yeah, you have to go and release on that one. You really do, or you just be in pain and miserable.
Wow.
Let's see. Yeah.
See, y'all women know how to torture, man. Hey, your brother blue balls are carrying on. Damn.
Oh, Lord. Design said that was just a way to explain the feeling. Okay. Yeah, I think we got a little bit too deep. Yeah. Okay. I guess it's the urge, and you just got to release, basically.
Somebody out there.
Knowledge.
I was getting ready to do the same thing. Go ahead.
Okay, Nala said, can he get a clinical definition? Okay. All right. Okay, knowledge clinically, I don't know what they would call it, but from a man point of view, it's just when you want it so bad, you just get the hurting, you know? Uh-huh. And I know you've probably been there, too. You get the hurting, and you get the throbbing, and you just got the release, man. You just got the release. It's just simple. I mean, I don't know if there's a clinical definition for it, you know, but... No,
it's
buddy.
Gotta,
he says no, buddy. Okay, all right.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. I look it up and see. Okay. Knowledge is one of the few men that haven't experienced that. Well, you should feel lucky. You should feel lucky.
Wow.
Lord, have mercy.
He's spirit, man. Okay. Tell it, anyway, it's all good. I don't know. He said on another show there, if anything, he go get him an 80-year-old woman, man. Maybe he ain't never spiritual, man. He go to the old folks home, get him an 80-year-old woman. Hell, she can't run from it. Hell, I guess that's the tip of blue balls, huh? Every man go get you an 80-year-old woman.
Okay. Now, I don't know. Some of them 80-year-old women puts ammonia, that's for sure. Let's see, in the chat room, Morgan Silverwood says, if ejaculation does not occur, there may be a lingering sensation of heaviness, aching or discomfort in the testicles due to the continued vascular congestion. This unpleasant feeling has properly been called blue balls, perhaps because of the bluish tint the something have. Okay.
Well,
okay.
How about it? There is a clinical definition.
I guess so. Yeah, I just know what it feels like. You know, I don't need to. I know what it feels like. So, yeah, you know, Knowledge still says he haven't experienced that. All right. Well, you know, the stir that you are, Knowledge, I'm sure you haven't. You know, you put that intellect on them, and then you know.
Yeah.
But anyway. But Ron did bring up a good point, though, man, about the stuff that you eat, you know, has a lot to do with it also, you know.
I wish you'd expound it more on a kind of food that we could eat. I mean, I know it's some kind of...
Well, this is what you could do.
Well, you
could get some ginger and some rice vinegar and make like a tonic with it, blend it all in. Add like a quarter of distilled water to it, and that's a natural way to make zinc, and that's the main thing inside of your bodily fluids when you that you gotta replace.
Hmm. Ginger? Did you say ginger?
Yes, ma'am. Ginger and rice vinegar, and you blend it up and add it to like a quarter of distilled water.
Hmm.
So you got your phone number, where she live at?
Wait a minute, Wesley. I thought you wanted that Lisa
food.
Effect. Now you want ginger. Come on now.
Avocado's good, too. And natural herbs at the end of that.
Okay.
That's stuff I do just to maintain, you know, just maintain that level.
Somebody has some information here. Oh. It says Vicki Griffith, zinc-based foods, spinach, pumpkin seeds, and read up about maca, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, a natural tonic can be used in everything. I was about to say that, you know, what we put in our bodies and just for general health, but I guess the brother is saying some things that are more specifically designed to help the man rebuild his fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. You know, for those that, but this is going to make somebody say something crazy. I already know. Look, it's like this. You know, sometimes, you know, if your lady is giving you head and, you know, she swallows or, you know, what have you, she can tell you whether you're tasting right or not. I mean, no, this is some say taste salty, some say it tastes sweet, and that all has to do with what you put in your body because it comes out the other, you know, it comes out in your semen.
Pineapple
so,
for that woman.
You know, that it's huh?
Pineapples for that woman.
Let's talk. You good, man. I need me a taste tester, man. Where's she at?
Trust me, you eat pineapple, she will taste pineapple.
Look, brother, you got to get your own. That's all I got to say. You got to get your own. look, going to find that. Nah, officer, going to find that 80-year-old woman you was talking about. But we.
Well, I think the tuna kind of dried up, man. I need some tuna with some juice in it, man. 80 years old,
them
tuna. I think they tuna
dried
up then when
they
get 80. That is a good point, though. Is there a certain age to where? Go ahead, Ingrid.
No, you finish. I was just gonna read something in the chat room. Go ahead, I can read it after you finish.
No, I was going to say. I was about to say, is there a certain age when masturbation just doesn't become important and sex don't become important at all anymore?
I think that's
cool
because I read in an Ebony magazine, I remember years ago, they had a centenarian section in there where every year they feature women who are, you know, they start from 60s all the way up to 100 that really look good, take care of themselves. I mean, just look out. Standing, exceptional. And there was a woman in there that was featured, nice, slender, tall lady. She said that she did aerobics and she exercised, and she said she got her groove on when she wanted to. She was 89 years old.
Because of the release of
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's definitely individual. You know, some people have a low sex drive. Some people have a high sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a low sex drive, you probably don't even masturbate because you just don't have that that desire or that feeling to stimulate, or you're not stimulated in that way, you know?
Good point. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me bring Brother Lowe in and see what he has to add to the conversation. All right, Mr. Lowe, welcome to the show, man.
Mama, here come that man. What's that?
Yeah, you ain't lying.
What's that?
Greetings.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Good, thank you.
I'll agree with what the lady was just saying. A lot of it has to do with your lifestyle that you have, to include exercising and diet and everything that goes with that. You know, if you have extra weight to carry around that's already holding you down, you already have something that's holding you back in a sense, you're not going to have as much of a drive as you would if you have all the endurance that comes with, you know, exercising regularly and doing what you can to stay fit and healthy.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's my take on it. I don't know if that's specifically what the show is about. If someone would educate me, I when I did tune in, I heard, I think it was Mr. Wesley saying something about the tuna fish can was watered up or something.
He was joking, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, joking.
The topic today, brother, is masturbation. Is it good or bad? That's the topic. We're approaching it from different levels. We were approaching it. We got some comments from a biblical perspective and moral perspective, and then I shared some from an energetic or spiritual energy perspective, and then we're talking about on a physical level, whether it has health benefits and what the health consequences are.
Okay, good. I don't only speak for myself. I'm not only the president, I'm also a member. But the thing is, years ago, a young lad in my teenage years, you know, before a young lady was very accessible to me, it was the most wonderful thing in the world. And God forbid, you know, because you guys were talking about a show the other day with, you know, women or men being able to go in their kids' rooms and find stuff or whatever. You know, God forbid I could sneak a nudie magazine in Fort Knox, you know, at my mama's house. But, you know, if I could get a page in and hide that page somewhere or something, it was outstanding. And, you know, when you tend to meet girls and have relations with girls, and, you know, I had a car in high school, and, you know, the masturbation becomes a little less frequent because you have something to suffice for it. That's just
so,
my take on it. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Absolutely.
What age were you when you were sneaking that porn magazine into Fort Knox?
About 15-ish.
The reason I asked was because 15-ish. Earlier Mr. Talk mentioned about that it starts early. Isn't that right,
it
Mr.
Does.
Talk, is that what you were saying?
I
guess he
meant to be. Yeah, it does, but the thing is, you know, you ultimately have to have courage to do certain things, you know, and until you have the courage, then you won't do them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that the magazine thing actually happened around 15. I actually started, you know, masturbating before that. But the courage to actually bring a something of substance into my mother's house, my parents' home, and hide it. And every time I left the house and she was at home, I was nervous. You think that was something easy? That wasn't easy.
No, I'm sure it wasn't, and because you were coming into the age at 15 where you needed to express your masculinity, and because of the moral, you know, fear of your mother finding your magazine, I wonder if that could, you know, have an effect. And I only asked the question about age because I was curious.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure,
what
yeah,
Mr.
That's fine. That's fine. Now let's define what you just said. Now let's go back and put a microscope on. You said magazine. I said a page.
A page.
A page.
One page. Okay.
One page. There's no way you're gonna get a whole book in there under that woman's nose because, you know, I mean, every Saturday, you know, she and I we went in my room specifically because I was the only boy. And we had barracks maintenance for the people
yeah.
in the military, you know. We got it in. But as far as, you know, all things before that, you know, it wasn't about, oh, my masculinity. It was more of the fact that, you know, I was looking at something on TV, and I was young, and I got aroused, and, you know, I started messing with myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how you put it. I started messing with myself, and before you know it, I was at home by myself sometimes, and I just started messing with myself. And that's how a lot of guys get caught up in it. You be at home, sitting down watching TV, and everybody else is gone, and that's how it could start. Something as easy as, shit, you got 2 or 3-year-old boys that play with themselves, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, well, but it's not the same thing. Do you think
it's
that
it's not?
Mm-hmm, right.
It's not. But you put this in the mind of a teenager to play with themselves just a little bit, and before you know it, in their conscious, before you know it, they'll get a wonderful feeling of euphoria, and they'll start to enjoy that feeling. They'll love that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different if you're sleeping when you wake up. Oh, man, what did I do? Oh, wow, I had a wet dream. It's different if that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're conscious, if you're conscious while it's happening, oh, wow, it's totally different.
Well, I was surprised. I had been living abroad, and when I came back, I noticed different things about, you know, things that I saw that were different from, you know, when I was away. And one of the things mm-hmm. I noticed that I was surprised about was in, like, drugstores and stores where they have magazine displays, I noticed mm-hmm. there was a lot of sexual content right there. I thought, what about the children? So my right. question is, how old do you think is healthy for that to start for a boy?
Honestly,
I think, well, my opinion is, I think for children, I think the younger the better, let these children know what body parts they are, and they say that's your body part. Don't let nobody touch it, man. I mean, if people start telling their children this, because I know when I was about 2 or 3 years old, I started being around like older women or whatever, see, you know, and I started getting aroused, man. But you know what I'm saying? I knew that nobody was supposed to touch me or nothing like that. But I mean, everybody knows, insurance especially should know, but that's their body parts and it's special. Don't let nobody touch them, man. I mean, we should stop letting sex be taboo.
Well, what you're saying is partially true, and the reason why I say partially, Ms. West, is because she's asking what age should you come to a teenager or a young person and say and talk to them about sex, you know?
Or what age, you know, like I'm asking, like, for instance, the material that I saw that I was surprised
right.
about.
Yeah, yeah, that. What age
and
should
stimulating
be out-
something in the children.
I know what you mean. And the thing is this. If you have a man and his son that's a young teenager at the store, and you have Hustler on the top of this magazine, all of a sudden it's blacked out in a certain spot or whatever. You know, that's one thing, and I think that stuff like that should still be behind the counter. That's what I think.
I think the age should be when a child asks their parents, say, what is that? I mean, what is that right there for? Then that's the age right there.
Well, that's fine, but see, it's one thing for you to go and talk to your children. You tell your son, you have a penis, and this is what a penis is for, and this is what a woman has, and this is what it's for. That's sexual education. But to bring it about through the form of lust is something different, you know.
Her question was, what age, when is it appropriate, man? Her question, you didn't hear the question she said, man.
I heard the question, man. And then, well, like I said, do I need to get a flick to talk to my son about sex? No. Do I need to get a magazine to talk to my daughter
What age?
I understand that, and like I said, all the magazines should be behind the counter. That's what I said.
Whatever, man.
I understand what you're saying, Wesley. You ain't got to do that to me. But the thing is, as long as you have children, you're going to have curiosity. And when your children are old enough, at the age to where you feel like, just like you said, hey, this is what you got, and the same thing I said, you have a penis, this is what it's for. I can't say if it's 7 or 3 or 5 or what, because some children mature differently. But the thing is, to have them, and she mentioned magazines, to have the magazines and stuff on display, I don't agree with that, regardless of what age, because I think it's immoral, me personally.
Mhm.
Mm. Interesting. Hold on, let me bring Michael in, because Michael been waiting patiently, so let me bring him in.
Good.
Okay, Michael, you there?
No, they're talking. Ain't nobody else going to be able to say nothing.
Hello, how you doing, Mr. Tom?
Michael, you there?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah,
doing fine,
how you doing, Agoni? How you guys doing?
Good, Mike.
Hello, Lowe. Hello, Wesley. How you guys doing?
Yeah.
I just want to make a quick point. I'm on the road. I just want to make a couple points, and I'm out of here. Well, first of all, it's quite interesting that you guys are talking about kids. And you're right. I remember when I was little, first day, I saw that pretty light-skinned girl with them bow rats in her hair, long plaits. I was attracted to her. Now,
so you must be dark-skinned.
See, wow, Lord, come on, Lord, let's have a little dog conversation.
I'm just asking
please.
A question. I'm asking a question.
No, okay.
Let him finish, Lord.
Are you?
Let him finish,
wow.
Lord. Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, I shut up.
I'm trying
Thank
to feel
you.
My best behavior, Mr. Tall.
Go, Michael.
I'm trying to use a little bit of
Go,
discipline,
Michael.
Military discipline. Okay, but it's interesting when I told y'all that story about that homosexual, when he said he knew he was a homosexual when he was in the second grade. See, a lot of people know their sexuality then, but I just want to make something. When it comes to the wet dreams, I'm just talking about me. When I had my wet dreams, then that's when it came about. I don't think before the wet dream stage, we may be attracted, but we may not want to go on the masturbation level because, you know, when those sheets got sticky when we woke up, then we knew because we had that dream. It was a wet dream. So we had that dream, and then I think it evolves from that about masturbation. Now, when I was in health class, my health teacher shot the class. She said, 100% of the people in the world is going to masturbate at least one time or the other, at least, out of this nature, out of curiosity. A lot of people disagree with that. I remember I had an argument. Somebody said, I would never masturbate. I would never do that on my, you know, like this. But it's quite natural. But I want to go to something real quick. I had a discussion with Mrs. Solution. I had a discussion with Mrs. Solution, I think like last week, and we were talking about masturbation. And I asked him, I said, is masturbation a sin? And he said, no, Michael, no, it's not a sin. I said, well, and I said, well, isn't lust a sin? And then him and another caller says, well, if you lust and masturbate off of your wife, I said, oh. I said 99.9% of the time when people masturbate, they don't masturbate over their wives because they don't have to. They're having sex with their wives. Unless you're a soldier over in the desert in a foreign land, you may have to do that. But I'm saying it's rare, you know, if you're happily married. So let's get the marriage out of it. I said, is masturbation a sin? Because in order to masturbate, and I'm talking about single people, not talking about married, single people, you have to lust after someone. The Old Testament speaks about lust, and then he says, well, it's desire. Lust just means, no, don't play with words. And then he comes back and try to trick me. He says, well, you can lust after anything. I said, oh. I said, when people think about lust, I understand we can lust after a car. It's like desire. But when people think of the word lust, they think of sex. So I'm asking you, I asked him again, and he ran from the question. If lust is a sin, meaning that you have to visualize because it's pornography. Pornography means mental pictures. You don't have to have a magazine to have mental pictures in your head. You can read something with no pictures, and that reading, that paragraph, can be pornographic, and it can give you mental. So I asked him, is lust a sin? And he could never answer that question.
Thank you.
So
is lust a sin to you?
Right. No. Huh?
Is lust a sin to you?
Oh no, it's not. It's natural.
Of course not.
But I'm the best. Hold up. Listen. Right. But I'm saying if the Bible says lust is a sin, and it says, and then you want to switch to say lust is desire, and it says don't desire to fly. I'm just saying, if someone says,
hold up, partner,
it contradicts itself.
You like to keep running. Let me ask you a question.
Why are you cutting me off? I haven't finished.
Because the man shot the man cocked the gun to tell you you're rambling and you're running from this to that to another thing.
No, I'm not.
My question is this.
My question is this. Like I said, lust, if you go in the low set, lust is a sin.
My question
Bible.
Is this.
So if you're masturbating, if you believe in that shit, masturbation is a sin according to you. Y'all have a nice one.
Yeah, bye. My question is this to him. You run in, throw all this crap out there, and then run away. My question is this. If you don't believe in the Bible, then why always refer to it? I mean, is it anything wrong asking a question like that?
Okay.
Yes or no? I'm asking you, Mr. Tuck.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. What? Ask me what?
If you don't believe in the Bible, then why always refer to it in any sense? If you don't believe in it, then why always refer to it?
Because at the time he was talking about somebody who he was talking to that referred back to it. But we ain't talking about the Bible. We talking about masturbation. And what I want to say is, you know, you had to slow Michael down. But listen. You know, Michael said something that I don't know what he talking about. Talking about when you masturbate, you thinking about somebody. Hell no, most time I'm thinking about pleasing myself because I need to let it go. And, you know, I'm not trying to, you know. Say what?
Buzzing a nut.
Yeah, that's all I'm thinking about. I ain't trying to. I mean, if Pam Grier should happen to come into thought, that's even better. But you know, 9 out of 10, I'm just trying to knock one out because I need to. I'm just putting it out there. You know, so you know, I think he just took it to a whole different level that we really didn't need to go to because, you know. Masturbation, to me, masturbation has nothing to do with lust. I'm sorry. I can't put those two together.
We was talking about masturbating, right? And this guy comes and brings up something about homosexuality. And all. Come on, man. Hey, bro, let's get past it. That's another show. You know what I'm saying? We talking about you at the house by yourself, and your lady not going to be home for a while, and you want to throw one. And so you go ahead and throw one. Right or wrong? That's what we're talking about.
You're right. Hold on. Let me bring Vernon in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord. All right, cuz. You up. Go for it.
He's related to Lowe. He doesn't have to throw many.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, cuz? What's happening?
Hey, Eric, ain't nothing wrong.
Hey, don't forget to speak to my co-host.
Who are your co-hosts?
Who what?
It's Sister Ngoni here, Vernon. How are you today?
It's who now?
Sister Ngoni.
Ngoni.
Yes.
How you doing, Ngoni?
I'm good. Thanks for us.
That's a good deal. I'm sorry I didn't address you. I thought I heard you earlier. I thought you had left or something.
No.
But,
they don't go nowhere.
Hey, nothing wrong with masturbation, man. Not for me, not personally. I mean, you can... For men, man, we could take our hands and treat that sucker like it's a $20 prostitute, man. No arguing, no talking, no discussion. Just handle your business and get it on. Get it over with.
Run with it, huh?
Yeah, just run with it. That's right. Hey, no sweating.
Well, see, this is the part of the show that a lot of people won't want to acknowledge because you're telling the truth. And masturbation is all about self-satisfaction, self-satisfying. You're only satisfying yourself. You know, if you're with somebody, and you just like they were talking about, I want to make sure that you had an orgasm, and I want to make sure you have. See, masturbation don't have anything to do with all of that. This is about me and how I feel and what I want to do right now for me. No, nobody else. Nothing else. You know. And Mr. Talk said that a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know how Michael came in with what he was talking about on it, but you know.
I might be responsible for that because I kind of said a little something about three different ways to approach the topic. So that might be my fault.
That's cool. No problem.
Now, of course, a person needs to find out how healthy they are before they get to doing too much masturbating because, you know, testosterone play a key level in a man's health, you know.
Now you sound like a Viagra commercial.
Oh, I'm just telling you some health facts, you know. If your testosterone level low, man, you know you might not want to be trying to do too much masturbating. You know that play a role in heart health, different your immune system and everything, man. That testosterone level.
Expound on that, my brother.
I mean, you know, I would have to redo my research. It's been a while since I did reading on that, brother. So I wouldn't
give what you got so the people can get what you got.
I mean, I've given a little bit that I
Okay, well I'll say it like this. I did speak to a doctor before, and the doctor did say that it is good, more especially for a man to have an orgasm. The reason being, if you look at it, let's take an automobile or a home, and let's say you have people that live in a house, but they never use a certain bathroom in the house. Mute me for telling the truth. Hey, maybe everybody does, but we're talking about something that can help somebody. What happens over time is if you don't use it, what happens?
If you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Well, no, I'm not saying that you'll lose it, but the thing is, over time, what happens to your if you have a vehicle that has a carburetor, over time, and let's say that your carburetor in a man is his
libido, yeah.
Now, that is true. Now, masturbating, feels good for helping building, you know, testosterone.
Right.
You know, that's also true. I agree with that. But if a person just have, if they're having some problems and they just have low testosterone problems, you know, I don't know if masturbation would be the answer for that person. They just having some health issues going on. And because, like I said, you know, testosterone play a key issue in health. But for me, I don't see anything wrong with masturbating, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lifestyle. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, when you're young, you kind of mess it with it, but the older you get, you learn how to be not so messing with it. What do you think?
Wow, listen to this guy. A lifestyle has everything to do with that. And, you know, your prostate, when you get older, and you understand what factors your prostate has in it, if it's just sitting there, and basically, let's be honest, no prostate. If anyone has prostate cancer, they go and take the prostate out. There will be no more sex for that man.
Mm-hmm.
So if your prostate is sitting there and it's not being used, over time, if you don't use something, what happens? And let's use this in a sense of like I said,
It gets better with time. Hold on, man. You cousins ain't. This ain't the cousins show now. This is Mr. Talking Stingonier show.
So let me bring. You could have come in anytime.
let me bring in a new caller. A1. Let me bring A1 in. All right, A1. Welcome to the show, man. You say you want to answer the question?
Pretty much. On both levels, morally and, you know, just spiritually. Masturbation, is it good or bad? If you was to answer that on a moral question, because we all pretty much have become immoral to that degree, then to some, yeah, it might be, you know what I'm saying, good. But for morale, you know what I'm saying, just speaking of morale, it's like this right here. If that's what you desire, you know what I'm saying? If that's what you desire to get your rocks off, whatever, you know, and that's what you want to do, you see, then it would be wise, you see what I'm saying, for one to join himself unto a helpmate, you know what I'm saying? And you know, let it be done in that so kind of manner. Pretty much the reason why it is kind of, you know what I'm saying, bad on the spiritual sense, though, because you're talking about the seed of your being, and I'm not talking about every sperm that comes out. I'm talking about the place where that sperm is released from is the seed of all seeds within you, and that right there in itself, that thing that produces the sperm, that thing that produces the rest of your seeds, It is in such a way, such a manner, that when God created the human body, he knew exactly what he was doing. And when the man have a sex and that spot is open, or you could say that chamber in his body is open, brother, I'm gonna tell you something. Chemically, it does in itself do something to your brain. You see what I'm saying? Chemically, it releases, like they say, a dopamine. Yeah. You see
dopamine
what I'm saying?
Also.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You see what I'm saying? And so it releases that kind of high. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we feel good from it. You know, to us, it's good. But at the same time, what we're not understanding is that we're still breaking that component down over time through use and over time through that. But in such a manner, though, God has made it in such a way that when a man is married to a wife and a husband and a wife is joined together, or a man and a woman is joined together, you know what I'm saying? He made it in such a way, though, that even the use of that thing at the present moment of being one with his wife in itself doesn't break down the human body. It doesn't, you see what I'm saying? It doesn't do anything to the human body. Nigga, you can have sex and get back up, you see what I'm saying, and go play basketball. But when you masturbate, why you get drained? Why you get a loss of energy? Why you get
A1, how old are you?
33.
Huh?
33.
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, after I throw one, and I'll be 38 November 1st. After I throw one, I can go ahead and do what I want to do then, you know, hunting, fishing, golfing, or whatever. But, you know, when I'm with my lady, that's it. So that's kind of backwards, bro. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people will agree, you know. When you're with your lady, that's one thing. But when you're just doing your selfish thing, it's like, okay, and then you go on about your business. That's kind of backwards, bro.
No. I'm not talking about one time and then you do. I'm talking about, like, you got people that, you know what I'm saying, that got an addiction to it now, you know what I'm saying, because it has become one of the world's greatest addictions now, you know what I'm saying? And you read some of them blogs of how they trying to quit, they tell you, just read the blogs, you know what I'm saying, they out there. I mean, you got real living, live, human testimonies, so don't just take the account of my word, take the account of millions who tell you the same thing that
it didn't just start. I mean, people been doing that for ages. It didn't just start when pornography and everything got popular for people to see on the Internet. You know, people been doing that before the Internet and everything. You
mm-hmm.
know, like I said,
exactly.
They got
Absolutely.
A young boy, got a magazine running upstairs, and in his case, his mom and dad don't come in his room. He can do what he wants to. People
that's
been doing that for ages.
But he didn't ask about how long they were doing it. He asked about why do you lose energy.
He said it was what he said was this is something that's of a new age thing that's very popular now. It's not popular. This is something that's been going on.
I'm just, brother. I can't speak for that day, but in my day, man, this thing has really truly gotten out of wild. Like you said, they didn't have the internet and all that, and they couldn't click on nothing and click another screen. Now you can do that easily, sitting at your desk. You know what I'm saying? So
right. People have gotten fired.
You know what we talk about today, man? We talk about everything now has been enhanced. You know it's
right.
I agree.
But my thing is this, though. I mean, you know, okay, let's say you got a magazine, and this 1983. You got a magazine in your desk. You go in and you sit down at your desk. Hey, Bobby, tell everybody I'm working on my project. And Bobby, tell everybody you sit at your desk, and you pull your magazine out because you're the supervisor, and you're looking at your magazine. You do what you do right then and right there. You have the audacity or the right to turn pages and look at something brand new. It's the exact same thing as clicking onto another page on the Internet or another pop-up. It's the exact same thing. This stuff is not new. People have been doing
this. No, we're not talking about whether it's new or old.
That's not the
topic of the question. Whether it's new or old, man, if you really want to know the truth, this thing has been going on way back in the biblical days. You see
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? Way longer than that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah,
Absolutely.
I see what you're saying.
I agree with that.
But when it comes to my day, though, when I could just sit down with my family, turn on TV, and it's on TV, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it has really gotten out of hand. You know what I'm saying? Like my brother said,
it
became enhanced. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I agree with that. It's
so
out of hand.
They're making it become an addiction. You see what I'm saying? Now it has become very addicting These little kids don't even want to go outside and play no more. You know what I'm saying?
No, you got more people now that they having sexual problems at earlier ages also now, too, now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big thing now,
mm-hmm.
You know, they have,
you're right.
You know, young guys, you know, when 30s and stuff, you know, they
in
their
20s.
You know, 20s, late 20s, you know, they having to take some sexual enhancement pills and different stuff, you know, stuff to build a sex drive and different things, man. So, I mean, and I know a lot of that isn't what we eat. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that's in what we're doing,
what we're putting in our bodies.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them got different drug problems and people don't exercise, you know. You know, back in the day, people exercised and they didn't know they was exercising when they were working. You know, your
right.
job wasn't a lazy job. You might have been on a production line and you were sitting there exercising and didn't even realize it.
Exactly.
You know.
Right.
And whereas now, you know, the average teenager now ain't doing nothing but sitting on the couch, man, watching TV, talking to his boys on computer or something. You know, he might go hang with his girlfriend or whatnot, but he ain't doing nothing.
Right.
We have a comment in the chat room from Vicky Griffith. She says it's addicting because it's safe. That's why.
How is it safe?
You said it's safe. Safe sex,
how,
I guess.
Yeah. How is it safe?
Yeah, because it's you. Because it's just
because
you.
It's what?
Just because it's just you.
I understand, Mr. Talk, but, I mean, in what context are you bringing this? I mean, you're a guy that's a spiritual guy, and you've read the scripture just as I have, and it says it's better to put this in the belly of a whore than for it to go on the ground.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
Well,
where is
you
it
know,
safe? Where is it safe at? I'm
well,
bringing
right,
secular
man.
And
well, you know,
so where is it safe?
That's right.
Okay, well,
I'm
I can't find the belly of a whore, so I'd rather put it in a towel and just keep going, damn it, if that's going to make me feel better. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, you want to quote scripture.
Yeah, but you
now,
but hey,
put it
but
out
hey,
there on
you
like
saying?
That, all right?
I just say it right
now.
Here, too, though, brother. Before we leave the earth, let us all repent, though. don't, they, nigga, don't die. They're not
well,
repenting.
Well,
I'm
going
to
tell you something.
Well,
now, one thing that, you know, you say you're 30-something years old, I'm going to tell you. Mr. Talk don't allow the N-word on the show now. If you out there, let's say you downrange and everybody that's been in the military know downrange, meaning that you have had to go somewhere away from your duty station where your family is, if you're married and your girlfriend, whatever. If you're in, for today's sake, Iraq, deployed somewhere, and it would be easy for you to go ahead and masturbate or get with somebody else. It's going to be the exact same thing. If you look at it from a spiritual aspect, it's going to be the exact same thing. Because you're fornicating.
And look. Look.
Yeah, but that seed, though,
whether
is
you're
fornicating,
though. You're fornicating, whatever. Look. We talking straight up, whacking one off, masturbating, whatever. You know, y'all can bring all the, I'm telling you, you can bring the biblical side of it in if you want to. Fine and Danny, but when push come to shove, your nuts get heavy or that woman get that urge, she gonna knock one out just like you gonna knock one out. Don't come on here trying to act like it's all biblical because when you got to do it, you got to do it. Now, I'm gonna bring Beasley in. I don't want to hear no more about it.
Oh, here
bring
come
Beasley
Ron.
In.
There go Ron. Yeah,
hello?
Oh,
ain't nobody running. All right, Mr. Beasley.
Here comes Ron.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've been listening for about 10 minutes. I know people can pull a Bible scripture out of anywhere. And
ooh, they'll pull it straight out the book.
Well, pull it out the book, but there's lots of scriptures in there, and you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody that and there's some that even would that have conflict with each other, but you know, teach their own. Teach their own. I would much rather mine hit the floor than be in the belly of a whore, because that's many, many years of agony and problems. But that's me.
Really? Could I ask you a question
yeah.
on that note?
Sure.
Could I ask you a question? Okay. Now, let's say you did that. And let's just say because, you know, you
hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
I'll confirm that I have done that, but go ahead.
I'm sure you have.
And everyone else here has too, so go ahead. So I'm cool with that. The research is already in, so I'm man enough to admit it, but let's continue.
Okay. Well, let's just say for the sake of argument that you did decide to do that. You decided to just throw it on the floor.
Right.
And the book says, well, hey, Ron, if you want to do this, at least put it on a woman. And, you know, when Judgment Day comes along and you're asked about it again, what would you say then?
Forgiveness?
No. Well, you know what? No sin is greater. No sin is greater. We all sin.
Right. No. We're not talking about no other sin. We're talking about this, right? We're talking about being your meat right now.
Gluttony is a sin. Jealousy is a sin. There's lots of sins out there.
All right,
but you want to know something on it? My belief system isn't the same as yours. I believe when you're dead, you die. When you die, you're dead. I don't necessarily believe that there's heaven or hell after earth.
You can shoot
me for that. That's okay because you don't know
you
for sure. You have your religious.
That's
religious dogma. That's religious.
I don't have any.
Go ahead. Hello.
Okay. Anyway, you know that you still here, Beasley. You still here. They know who got it.
But why did he say the N word? I don't know what he did wrong.
No.
Oh.
He didn't listen. What he didn't do. He did not listen to what I had just said.
You're pretty patient. You just don't shoot people on the. I haven't been around for the majority of the show, so I'm sure he's crossed that line a few times. Because you don't just usually shoot people right away.
Look, y'all. Okay. Now, I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to say it for the last time. All right, we understand that there's a biblical side of it and a secular side of it. We know this, all right?
Okay.
But, you know, just like we – oh, Lord. I'm not putting mine in nobody that I don't want to raise my child, okay? If we use that frame of thought, then everybody out there that's raping folk has a legitimate reason for putting it into somebody, right? Wrong. That is bull crap, all right? And so if you got to masturbate and put it on the floor, put it in the towel, I mean, do whatever you got to do. But no, man, come on,
so
man.
So you're agreeing with what I'm saying?
Yes, I am. I'm agreeing with what you're saying on that.
Who wants to have children or have a child with, you know, somebody?
See,
somebody,
and here's the thing.
Somebody,
we're talking
somebody
about
of,
just
of,
pleasuring of. Ourselves. Now, you know, see, you know, and the benefits of pleasuring ourselves. Now, I understand, like I said before, the biblical side. I grew up in the church. I grew up around preachers and what have you, and I can tell you, all them not putting them in well, you know. But anyway, so come on, man, let's get off of that. Let's get off of that. All right, let's get off of that. You know, it's something where we ain't trying to go. All right, like Vernon said, like I said before, when it's time to knock one out. It has health benefits. It has side effects. You know, but it's about pleasuring yourself, exploring your body so you can be comfortable when you want somebody else to pleasure you. All right? Let's just put it out there like that.
I haven't gone blind.
I guess I'll just be quiet.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and you should be. Good Lord. Now, let my co-host come in because y'all been talking so much, I haven't heard my co-host's beautiful voice in a minute. So, co-host, you still there?
Wait a minute.
What?
All of a sudden, you got
what now,
Lo? I hadn't heard your beautiful voice. Wait a minute, man. This show was raw. You didn't like what I was asking. I mean, I thought this.
Wow, now you got laser.
All right. Let me bring Ebony in. Hello, Ebony. You there?
Hi,
maybe you can quiet him down. He sees and loves your voice.
What's going on with you guys?
Greetings, me, and I want to say hi to Mr. Easy too.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Well, you ain't gotta speak to me. I don't care.
Who are you?
Beasley. How you doing, Beasley?
What is your name?
No, that was Vernon.
Oh, Vernon?
That was Vernon.
Sorry, Vernon.
Hey, Ebony, how you doing?
I'm good. How you?
That's not Low?
No, this is Vernon.
Okay.
No, that's Vernon.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. It was Low. Was it Low on earlier?
Low got the tasers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's still here.
Oh. Okay. I thought he was off pleasuring himself or something. But
no. I did looking at your picture in them tights. How about that?
See, now they're going to ask you about that on Judgment Day, too. You know that, right?
They're going to ask him. That's for sure.
Right.
I want to ask you one quick question before you even get started, Ebony.
Yeah, what do you want to ask me? Go on.
Who do you think masturbate the most? You think men or women masturbate more?
I think men do.
Women?
No, I don't think women do.
I think they do.
I think it's a modern day thing now that women have started to do it as much, but I don't think they would ever do it as more than men. The reason being
women.
Let me give my reason, okay? Is that a man's body is more open to excitement. I think, you know, you guys, this is the story you've been saying forever, is that, you know, you're turned on, what, how many times a day? You know, all right, okay, so you don't even have to think about it sometimes, and there it goes, you know. So maybe you guys have more of a reason to be exhaling than we do.
She's a swine. This is her best answer.
Just saying.
I'd be glad to unmute me.
You know, Ebony.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, Ebony.
Yeah.
You know, Ebony. You know what? I understand what you just said, but here's what I really think about it. I just can't go for that one.
There you go.
I can't go for that one, Ebony.
Yeah, don't. And you shouldn't either.
I can't go for that one. Men may talk about it. Men may talk about it more, but I can't say that women don't do it more. You know, they just don't say it as much. You know,
maybe because a lot of women ain't getting a lot from a lot of men, right? We're having to make our own fun, you know. So that could be part of the reason. We, you know, there's a lot of women I know who just don't get enough energy from men, so they have to go buy their toys, and and that's where the self pleasure is. Growing.
Where are their men?
You guys would do the work. It wouldn't be a problem.
Where are their men?
Well, you know, either I guess in the U.S. most of them are in jail or somewhere else. And
there are men. There are men.
I feel like she's singling that comment towards me.
No,
there are men that's not in jail. That's looking for women. They want a woman. But when they speak to her at the market, and they get turned off from that.
Yeah, but sometimes they like you, but they don't want your dick, okay? So, you know, there's that. You know, they can be friendly with you.
You can keep pushing this piece of plastic up in here. You can get a man on top of you. What you want?
Well, the good thing about the plastic, I think this is what women tell me, because I'm not an advocate for plastic. I actually think
you're not. But go ahead.
No, I seriously think that
it's all right. Your business doesn't matter.
You over time, right? I know that's my experience.
Right.
So I think when you get hooked on it, it desensitizes you. So but this is what my girlies tell me, that one, it doesn't talk back, right? You know,
that's what my boys tell me.
Yeah, well,
doesn't talk back. Doesn't have to borrow money.
Doesn't talk back. It doesn't ask for money.
doesn't cheat on you.
It doesn't cheat on you. You switch it on and it does the job, right? And
right.
And you see, I don't know that humans can be that way, but maybe they can learn something from that. You know, don't say anything. Just shut the hell up and do what you need to do. You know.
Well, so many women have that in common. All the reasons that you said a woman would use a toy to masturbate, or all the reasons that a man would masturbate.
Well, very similar, very similar.
Dude, a clown, man. This guy's a clown.
And
it's okay.
It's
a clown. He's going to have to answer for that on Judgment Day for being a clown. But go ahead. On Judgment Day, they're going to say, now, why did you try to make fun of Brown Beasley on the radio show all those times when he was being nice to you? You're going to have to answer for that. But the line's going to be longer for the masturbation.
Go ahead, Ebony.
But isn't it true that so many men are so in love with themselves? You know,
I'm saying,
listen, they're afraid of rejection from women, okay? And you know, because if you put it out there, you step up to a woman, you tell her you really like her, you hope that she will, you know, she'll really will respond to your advances, and you don't get what you want, you go home and play with yourself. That's what men do.
That's not totally true.
Get release.
I'm going to tell you what happens. Normally, even in the club scenario, if he doesn't get who he wants, he'll settle for who he gets.
Well, this ain't gonna work.
That's normally what happens. I mean, if he walks in and we heard Michael say, oh, yeah, that little light-skinned girl. If he wants that when he walks into the club and he advances at her, or in your case, advances, and she doesn't respond proper, then he'll go ahead and say, hey, okay, well, so what? I'll go ahead and I'll take this duck over here who's going to be lonely and drunk.
Yeah.
It happens just like that.
I hear that, but you see, the problem with men as well, this has been my experience. Sometimes guys who masturbate so much, right, and I have guy friends who told me the same thing. When they get the real thing, they don't perform in the same way. They just can't perform anymore. And some guys now have been masturbating, particularly if they're in their 40s and getting to their 50s. You know, some of them will tell you they've been masturbating for a good 10, 20 years. No woman. Strictly hand business.
Ebony,
do you think
with a nasty mouth to show?
I just think it's terrible.
Ebony, do you think little boys start masturbating before little girls?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think boys are encouraged.
I think so too.
Boys are encouraged to. By their peers as well. You know, it's boys that you find have...
No, that's not true.
Come on. You've got the...
Every teenage boy denies whacking off.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Man, I ain't be my meat. That's what they say, quote unquote.
Right.
They say, but is that really true, though? They say that, but is that really true?
On the
no.
Line. You guys
no.
were young.
When you're a teenager, when the wind blows, that thing gets hard.
Absolutely.
When I was about 14 or 15 years old, I'm surprised I didn't pull it off.
60 years ago.
That's the real deal.
I'm surprised I didn't pull it off, or at least pull it out of socket or something like that. That thing can take some abuse. But.
Does it still hold true?
Now, you know something? As a man, you shouldn't be asking me that question.
We're talking about...
Hey, man, you really should not be asking me that question. You know what? If Ebony were to ask me that question in private, I may answer her. I'm not going to answer you that. You really make me nervous with that.
Stop with your masculine blackness.
No, this is not no masculine stuff, dude.
We're just having a conversation here.
Cut it out. Ask somebody else.
Okay,
I'm not going there with you.
Hey, Hey, Lo, you're 37. Do you still throw one every now and then? Of course I do. It's great. And then I go on.
Right.
Be big, man. Be a grown man.
laugh a little bit, man. Loosen up.
And you still like
shaking hands? I've been laughing at you since we talked.
Lo?
No, you're supposed to laugh with me, not at me. But, however, it's good to have some humor in here every now and then. Lo, didn't you think you would, aren't you surprised you didn't pull yours off either? Tell the
absolutely.
Truth.
Even
right.
Now,
so.
Absolutely. I never said I didn't.
Right.
I said I never said I wouldn't.
Right.
Come
someone
on now.
Told me.
I mean,
someone.
Help. The lady, who was it? Ebony? Yeah. Hey,
right.
let her lie to y'all and tell. Oh, I wouldn't do that. You know, men are dogs
no.
and pigs, and
no.
we
I
don't
think,
do that
I
as
think
women.
She's being honest. She just has the perspective of a woman.
Let me
so.
Tell you something, man. That lady, I've seen her in tights. She works out. She's athletic. And, of course, if a man isn't there and she wants it, she's going to bring it herself.
You know, I have to agree with Ebony, and I'm not just doing this to jump on her.
Right.
I'm a woman. But I think she's correct. I mean, I don't know all women, but first of all, a woman doesn't have pain. Now, she might get horny and want and have a desire, but if there's no one there to fulfill that desire, most of the time a woman has to take care of the kids, wash the dishes, cook this, that. So she'll go ahead on and move on through her day. You see, I'm not saying that women don't masturbate, but I think it's definitely true what she said, that it's probably more men than women.
Let me
yeah.
ask you a question then. Since you say, oh, she got to take care of the kids, let's pull all of that out of the equation. And you just have a horny woman there. What's she going to do? She going to go clean up the bathroom?
We're not saying that women don't masturbate at all.
Okay, well,
we're
not saying men don't either, but don't just
no,
say we do it more.
Was,
you have a small penis on, attached to your body.
I'm quite aware
oh,
of what
God.
I have in my – the point was who masturbates more, women
right.
or men?
Right.
That's all.
Keep it real.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so we're right. saying that we think men do.
Yes.
And I'm saying I think it's equal.
Well, that's
no,
okay.
No. What kind mm-hmm. of women do you know? And given that you guys have the history of starting when you're like 14 years old, come on.
14? Come on.
You know,
come
on.
I'm going to tell you something.
You know what I mean?
My friend told me she's had a boy and a girl, and she tells me what they have their diapers on, right? And she said as soon as she took off the diapers of either the boy or the girl, they may not be masturbating, but their hands go down there because they play with their thing.
Wow.
The boy and the girl. She said as soon as she would take the diapers off, I would have to pull their hands away from playing with themselves because that's just what they did. She said, and they were doing
wow.
that at 1, 2 years old. So
itchy.
I don't know.
Wow.
And she told me that.
Yeah,
wow.
Like,
that's crazy.
I think the playing is there, but when you – the connection of – trying to deal with something sexually. I don't think women have that awakening until later. I don't think I even thought about sex until I was about 15 years old. What the
she
hell?
Said, but everyone's different. Everyone's
mm-hmm.
different. And
you see how she coded that up? Did you see how she coded it? I think that women do it later.
We do.
You see how she coded it? I don't believe that. Women are just as nasty as men are, if not even nasty.
We have learned to be nasty.
And I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to ask a question. Since I said that, my question is this. Only one party says, oh, I'm just spotting. Let's do it. Where'd that come from?
Where did that come from? What is that?
I'm just spotting.
I don't understand that. Is that an American thing?
Put the towel down.
That means she's
come
on. Come
on,
that's
a grown woman.
Flowing here. I know that.
Come on, put the towel down. It ain't gonna hurt you.
Come on now.
Put the towel down. It ain't gonna hurt you.
Lady.
Come on, Ebony. Don't play like you're naive. You're a grown woman now. Don't
yeah, I'm on.
Now,
I'm on
now
the
I see
you
not coming from an honest place.
Let me bring Vicky in. Let me bring Vicky in.
Get out of here. Yeah, she laughing because she knows.
Let me bring Vicky in, y'all, cause y'all have lost it, man. Y'all have lost it. Okay. Yes, y'all have. Y'all have lost it. Vicky, are you there?
Hi, everyone.
Vicky?
Ebony, hi, darling. How you doing?
How are you?
Hello, darling. How are you?
Hello. I really don't have much to contribute, but I will definitely say me and Ebony spoke about this earlier this evening, but I think women have definitely, I think the biggest problem with women actually owning up that they do this kind of, that they do it, is because there's a lot of, there's a religious thing, I'm a Catholic and I was kind of told you don't do it, so there's a whole load of stuff that goes on about you feeling comfortable doing it, thinking you're kind of going to, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes with that, and that adds to the guilt, which means if you're feeling guilty, you're not going to feel in a position to just relax and enjoy and satisfy yourself. Okay? So men openly will share it, do it, because they kind of sort of said that's what you do, whereas women are kind of, I want to do it, I don't want to do it, I'm going to be a bad girl if I do it. So there's a whole lot of stuff that goes on, I think.
But you finished?
We do get it in. Trust me, we get it in.
You finished?
Yeah. Now,
let's,
see, Vic said,
start.
Y'all, they get it in.
Mm-hmm.
So, Vic, the question,
exactly.
Right? Vic, do we do it more than men do? Because I think men start so much more earlier in life. I know we get infected later by their madness, but do we do it as much as they do it, or and more than they do it, as Lo was trying to allege, even? That's so much BS. I never heard so much in my life. Come on.
I don't think so. I know for me personally, I don't care. I know personally, I didn't really kind of even start to even consider about that until I actually was being sexual with somebody. My first boyfriend, I was 18, and that kind of awakened me, and then I couldn't work out what was going on and how, you know, he was trying to work out to please me, and I couldn't work out. So then that actually led me into trying to learn about myself so that I could communicate what I needed through doing that. But for me now, most of the time, certain times of the month, it kicks in, and then it disappears. And if it kicks in, I go washing dishes, and I'm usually fine.
Imagine that. Kicks in. Imagine that.
Look in the chat room. Charlie says, there's an old saying, if it can bleed for 5 days and not die, don't trust it.
I saw that. That's terrible. Terrible.
Oh, God.
I don't even say
that.
That
is bad. That's bad.
Right. That's nasty.
See?
The thing is, and it goes back to what Joe always says. Women are taught, oh, you're a princess and you have a treasure on you, and make a man work to get that treasure, blah, 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 blah. And she's not so consumed with sex. She's not so consumed with sex. But you have a teenage boy who's looking at nothing but flesh all the time. And he wakes up in the middle of the night, or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, or when he got to go to school or whatever. And how did I do this to my bed? What happened? I was having a dream about the ugliest girl in class, and the next thing I know, I wake up and this is what happened. So, you know, I mean, of course, a boy would should explore himself a little earlier, but with everything that's going on now, and sex is everywhere, it's pretty much equal now. You know, we're talking in the context of people that's in their late 20s, early 30s, 40s, even 50s. We're talking in this context. We're not talking about what teenagers will do or people in their early 20s will do. So there's a difference in all of that. At least I think so.
Well, I think you're wrong, because I think what is happening is that the younger people are actually doing it. They're having the sex. They're not necessarily masturbating. I think if they get the chance to get it in, they get it in earlier than they did years ago. So I don't think there's so much reason. You know, I don't think what you're saying supports the fact that younger people are doing it. I think they're not doing the masturbation. I think the problem is them having sex, full-blown sex, and understanding the implications of that. I think that's where the worry is. If they were just all sitting pleasuring themselves, we wouldn't have to worry about teenage pregnancies, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's true. That's true. Now, if you have a teenager that's quote-unquote pleasuring him or herself, then, no, you won't have so much. You probably won't have so much teenage pregnancy, but it's not to say that you won't. Because, okay, well, if I can get this with a magazine, my hand, and some lotion, I wonder what I can get with a girl. Everything that we look at on television is all about flesh. You know, in the magazines and on the Internet is all about flesh. It's all about sex. Right or wrong?
Hmm. You need to more people need to go to church. You know, get them to church. Get them away from the sin.
Don't take them to
where you live at and what you watching.
Get them from the lust of the flesh.
Oh, that was wrong.
What was wrong?
Who said take them to the Catholic Church?
I said don't take them to the Catholic Church.
Oh.
Either way.
Oh, that was wrong.
Oh,
and don't take them to the black churches because the only thing they'll think about is money then.
Oh, dear.
Let's see. All right. I think that's enough for today, y'all. Because y'all, yeah, okay. We heading down the road. I'm not even trying to go through. Oh, Lord have mercy. Look, you ran your cousin off with that one. See, that's a shame. But anyway.
Oh, dear. He probably had it.
But anyway, we're going to go. Oh, you wait till you leave, then you're going to say it. All right. I'm going to make sure he gets you back. But anyway, y'all, it's 15 minutes after, and with the amount of people I got on here, we're going to let y'all start getting y'all last words in so we can get out of here at a decent hour. So we're going to start with last in, first out. Miss Vicky, your last words, ma'am.
Last words. Women do it. Don't take it personally. And the only time you have to worry when she brings a vibrator out when you're in the bed. That's my last words.
All right. I like the way you say when you're in the bed. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great
one. You too. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Miss Ebony.
Okay. So my last words are, guys, that, you know, I think it's great to love yourself, but sometimes people take loving themselves too far. My thing would be, everything, there's a balance, you know. I mean, you know, balance it out. Too much of something can be excess. But, you know, and I think sometimes you just got to be aware, you know, my experience is that sometimes people lose their sensitivity when they delve too much in the self-love and the self-love of the body. But, you know, enjoy yourselves, whatever you do, whatever works for you. It's a hard world out there for singles. See you all tomorrow night on Global Dating. I say to a lot of people, keep your hands up and step away from stuff. Maybe that's what you need to do more of.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. You have a wonderful day.
Thank
evening.
You, Mr.
And we'll
Talk.
See you tomorrow afternoon.
See you tomorrow.
All right. All right. Mr. Beasley, you up. Mr. Beasley, are you there?
He's still in the chat room. I see him in the chat room.
He must be doing something. We'll come back to him. All right, let's see. Mr. Lowe, you up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know Beasley wasn't listening. Hey, this is something that happened.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm talking about the masturbation portion. This is something that happens regardless to whether it's right or wrong. It's something that does happen. Do I think having, like the lady said, a Hustler magazine at the drugstore or whatever magazine with a little portion blacked out on it, do I think it perpetuates it? Of course I do. And, you know, all over the Internet and on television is sex everywhere. It's an aphrodisiac all within itself. So I think that it's something that has to happen. Whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, it's something that has to happen. I'm done.
Wow. Okay. I was looking for another 8 minutes, but thank you, sir. You have a good one. whatever. Anyway. All right. Mr. Ron, are you there?
Yes, sir.
843? Yes, sir.
Yes,
your
sir.
Last word.
I mean, my last words would be, remember, you have to replace it. Any fluid you lose when you masturbate, and don't get caught. It's not a good look. Been there, done that.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay. That's it, sir?
Yes, sir. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you, and welcome to the show, and you're welcome to come back at any time. Anytime. All right. Let me see if I can get Mr. Beasley here one last time before I turn it over to my great co-host. Beasley, are you there? I don't know. Beasley may have to pull out some Vaseline or something. I don't know. All right, Beasley, we gave you a shot. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Well, my beautiful co-host, it's on you, ma'am. Well, before I do it, I'm going to let you close the show out, so let me go and get my 8 cent in real fast. All right, y'all, another great show. We appreciate it. We want to thank everybody for participating. As far as masturbation, man, look, do what it is to make you feel good, all right? Now, I know I'm going to try and throw a biblical twist to it or what have you, but the bottom line is do what makes you feel good. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a part of life, and it may help you learn something about yourself so you can help that partner that you hopefully will get later on in life or that you have right now. You know, hey, but your mate happened to be doing that, laying there, masturbating this to you, don't take it personally. I mean, it don't. Watch and learn something. That's all I got to say. And if you're just single and you're just doing it, just do it in moderation. You know, don't get carried away to where you hurt yourself. But pay attention to your body no matter how you're doing it. Pay attention to your body. Your body will tell you when something's right and something's wrong. And that's all I got to say about it. Now, I'm turning it over to my co-host, Miss Ngoni. Go ahead, well, ma'am. It's on you.
Thank you, Mr. Talk. I would like to say the topic is very interesting. I enjoyed everybody's input. We tried to approach it from a whole lot of different levels. And I want to thank everybody for their contributions. And I think you are picking some very, very interesting topics, to say the least, Mr. Talk. And I'm just excited about what the next topic is going to be.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Tomorrow night, y'all. Y'all remember Thursday night. We're going to 7 p.m. Central Time. And we're going to have Minister Willie Signal here again. We're going to be talking about why women cheat, which basically we'll be talking about women and infidelity. So make sure y'all join. Last week we did men. So this week he's doing women. So, hey, that's tomorrow's show. 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern. What that makes it? 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, and 4 Mountain. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, I'm through. Go ahead, Ms. Ngoni.
Alrighty, well, I guess that's it for today. And we want to say thanks for coming, and we'll see you at 7 tomorrow evening. And that ought to be a hot topic, too.
Yes,
that ought to be a while.
Well, it will be.
Yes.
Yes. All right, y'all. Well, until tomorrow, for me and my co-host, y'all have a good one. We are out of here.
I need somebody who to care. He's got it made. He won't admit it, but it's just a masquerade. He's a modern day deceiver with a case of ulcerative fever. But today, it's stuck in. All the truth that's been deleted. Oh, what a shame. Seems like everything we hear is just a tale. But I've got something that will never ever fail. Now it's gonna
spread love.
Oh, it's gonna spread tonight.
Spread love.
The truth is on the sky.
like everything we